Blog Talk Radio.
Demons, household curses, demons to destroy you this year. No, sit down. Fight, 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 fight and defend yourself. Fight and defend your territory. Fight and chase them out. Fight and drive them out. Fight and break their power off your life. Fight them off in the name of Jesus. Don't be a crybaby. Otherwise, they will keep on giving you enough problems to be crying every day. And mind you, when you are crying, they are happy. When you are crying, it means victory is won. To me, I don't give my enemies that pleasure of laughing at me because I'm crying. I will fight you until the bitter end and turn the situation around for my good. So don't give your enemies the pleasure of laughing at you because you are crying and you are sad and depressed and you are weeping and crying. It means that when they meet, they are having fun and jubilating because they have won the victory. Anytime they see you crying and see you miserable, don't give them that pleasure. Fight them to the bitter end. And win in the name of Jesus. When we go to Isaiah, we are still in Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54 verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. The Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. No weapon. And during this season, we are talking about witchcraft, how they are releasing spells, charms, hexes, divination, enchantment against us. To destroy. Sometimes their spells, sometimes their curses, sometimes their divination, their enchantment. It is to cause people to break, to cause divorce and separation. Sometimes to cause people to have sickness and diseases. Sometimes to cause people to lose their job, for people to lose money, for people to have mental problems. All sort of hexes, all sort of spells, all sort of black magic, all sort of obia, voodoo, hoodoo, enchantment, all sort of psychic powers. To just attack people and to just destroy and to block people and frustrate their works. So when they meet, I said when they meet for serious business as to destroying humanity. But then the Bible says that even though they meet, not for your sake, and anybody who meets for your sake, the Lord says that they shall fall and perish for your sake. Then it comes on later on to talk about the fact that whatever they meet to discuss, you have something to do about it. Now, verse 17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no sorcery, no witchcraft, no hexes, no black magic, no curses that has been done by witches and wizards, familiar spirit, ancestral spirit, by my enemies against me. It shall not stand. It shall not prosper. It shall not stand. It shall not prosper. It shall not stand. No weapon, no weapon, no divination, no witchcraft that they are doing against my marriage, that they are doing against my health, that they are doing against my finances, that they are doing against my children, that they are doing against my business, that they are doing against my education. No weapon that they are doing against my immigration papers. No weapon that they are doing against my exams, against my documentation. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. In the name of Jesus, every weapon of divorce, every weapon of sickness, every weapon of witchcraft, every weapon of cancer, every weapon of diabetes, every weapon of singleness, every weapon of delay, stagnation, every weapon of failure, every weapon of defeat, every weapon of poverty, authority, every weapon of limitation, any weapon that they are using against me in the name of Jesus, I command that weapon to be destroyed by fire, to be destroyed by thunder, to be destroyed by fire, to be destroyed by thunder in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you. Some of you, the weapon they are using against you is singleness. They are blocking you from being married. Some of you, the weapon they are using is confusion in your marriage. They are causing confusion in your marriage, causing separation, and even trying to bring divorce. Some of you, the weapon they are using against you is diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, sickness, weakness, health issues. Some of you, the weapon they are using is financial hardship, financial insufficiency, debt, and bankruptcy. Some of you, the weapon they are using is failure and defeat. Whatever you try your hands on, you fail, you are defeated. Some of you, the weapon they are using is disappointment, disgrace, and shame. Disappointment, disgrace, and shame. Some of you, the weapon they are using is setback, delay, everything you do, delay and hindrances. So today, in the name of Jesus, no weapon, every weapon that the witches and wizards, demons and principalities, evil altars in my mother's house, evil altars in my father's house, evil altars in the camp of my enemies, wherever my enemies are, whatever weapon they are using to defeat me, whatever weapon they are using to attack me, I command their weapon to be consumed by fire, to be destroyed by fire, to be consumed by fire, to be destroyed by fire, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I break their weapon of sorcery, I break their weapon of witchcraft, I break their weapon against me, I destroy their weapons in the name of Jesus. Begin to destroy their weapons. Clap your hands and break their weapons in the name of Jesus. As you clap your hands and as you pray, let the weapons catch fire, let their weapons catch fire, let their weapons catch fire and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Reba Shata Kata.
Repair,
This afternoon, the Lord is doing something new in your life. The Lord is breaking chains, breaking yokes, breaking the power of the enemy over your life. I see somebody breaking through this week. This week, the Lord is coming through for you. Your enemies cannot hold you back anymore. Those obstacles are being consumed by fire. Those hindrances are being removed by fire. Your blessings and your breakthrough is coming forth in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that any tongue that will rise against your judgment, thou shalt condemn it. Any tongue, we are in Isaiah 54, verse 17. It says that no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. And every tongue, some people are issuing curses on you. Some people are or issuing curses. They are cursing your marriage, that your marriage will fail. They are cursing your health with sickness and diseases. They are cursing your finances, that you lose your money. They are cursing your job, that you lose your job. Somebody is using their mouth to curse you, to speak negative decrees, negative prophecies, negative prayers. Somebody is praying satanic prayers against you. Somebody is using their mouth to do enchantment against you. Somebody is using their mouth to confess satanic evil against you, so that they program this week to go outside and nothing works out for you. But the Bible says that every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So you are going to pray that any negative voice, any negative curse that has been spoken over my life, in the name of Jesus, I condemn it. I condemn it. Every negative voice, every curse voice, every negative voice, every curse voice that has been spoken over my life, I condemn it in the name of Jesus. And every curse that has been spoken over my life, I turn the curse into blessing. I turn the curse into blessing. I turn the curse into blessing. Anyone who has cursed me out, anyone who has spoken negative words, anybody who has cursed my marriage, anybody who has cursed my finances, anybody who has cursed my womb, anyone who has cursed my children, anyone who has cursed my health with sickness and disease, I condemn it in the name of Jesus. I condemn it in the name of Jesus. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. I condemn it in the name of Jesus. I condemn it by the blood of Jesus. And I use the blood of Jesus to turn every curse into blessing. I use the blood of Jesus to turn every curse into blessing. I use the blood of Jesus to turn every curse into blessing. Name of Jesus. So condemn every curse spoken against you. Condemn every negative voice spoken against you. And in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I turn every curse into blessing. In the name of Jesus, every curse spoken over my life, over my marriage, in the name of Jesus, I use the blood to turn it into blessing. I use the blood to turn it into blessing. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to go to the next one. by this prayer tonight, this morning, this afternoon, the plans of your enemies have been frustrated.
Amen.
Victories, you have to believe when you pray.
Amen.
We have too many unbelieving believers, unbelieving Christians. They pray, they don't even believe. So nothing happens. You have to believe that you will gather, but not for your sake. And anybody who has gathered, they are going to fall and perish. And whatever they have planned against you, you shall not stand. In fact, this week, somebody will see a drastic, significant change in your condition, situation, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I just want to talk to you about the red witchcraft, and this Tuesday, I will finalize it with the black witchcraft. First of all, we talked about white witchcraft and how white witchcraft operates against us. And if you miss the white witchcraft, you can go back on Blog Talk Radio on Facebook and then look at what white witchcraft is all about. So there are three major types of witchcraft. I've broken them into three for easier understanding. And each and every one of them can work in all the departments. But just as we have specialties, people can specialize in different areas. We have general practitioner, a general physician, a general practitioner. But sometimes you go to the general practitioner who is a doctor, he will tell you that this situation, I want you to go to this eye specialist, this kidney specialist, this ear specialist, this cancer specialist. So even within the doctors, there are specialties. But that doesn't mean that the general practitioner is not a doctor, but he's a general. So within the witchcraft, they can do almost everything, but some people specialize in different areas so that they will be effective. Because anything you give yourself to, you master it, and you are very competent, and you are very efficient and proficient in it. So we have people who are practicing white witchcraft, and they are good with it. And then there are those who are into red witchcraft, and they are good with it. And then there are those who are black witchcraft, and they are also good with it. But today we want to look at the red witchcraft and how it works against us. Let's look at a scripture like Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24. Isaiah, sometimes when you say, witches eat people's flesh and drink people's blood, people are saying, what nonsense is this? But it is true. It's in the Bible. So we are going to Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24. The Bible says, in verse 24, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captive of the righteous be delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible will be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you. And tonight I pray, this morning I pray for you, this afternoon I pray for you, that the Almighty God will contend with anybody, with any evil spirit, with any monetary spirit, with any familiar spirit, with any witchcraft spirit, with any ancestral spirit, with any ancient spirit, with any marine spirit, with any forest spirit, any dwarf spirit, with any evil spirit from the pit of hell that is contending with you. May the Lord contend with them. May the Lord contend with your enemies. May the Lord contend with them on your behalf in the name of Jesus. I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. For some of you who are believing God for the salvation of your children, God is promising you that I will save you and save your children. So I prophesy into your life that anyone hearing the sound of my voice, whose children has become a burden, in these recent times, your children has become a major burden to you, because the enemy is after your children. The enemy wants to waste your children. The enemy wants to have your children in prison. The enemy wants to destroy the destinies of your children. The enemy is attacking your children. I pray for you. May the Lord deliver your children. May the Lord deliver your children. May the Lord deliver your children from every witchcraft. May the Lord deliver your children from every wister. May the Lord deliver your children from every demonic spirit. May the Lord deliver your children from every powers from the pit of hell, from the powers from your family that want to destroy and scatter the destinies of your children. May the Lord deliver your children from the powers of darkness. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I pray for a mother. There's a mother. Your burden now has been your child. You are afraid for your child. Sow a seed for your child. Sow a seed of $40. $40 for your son or daughter. Sow a seed. Say, Father, by this seed, preserve my daughter and protect him from any power that is after her life that want to destroy her. Father, I'm sowing this seed. Whatever they are planned, you realize that your son or daughter is always in trouble, or he's heading towards danger. You are talking, it's not listening. You are doing everything, and you know that the way it's going, it's going to be terrible. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord save that son. Any altar spirit, any ancestral spirit, any familiar spirit that has come against that son, I pray in the name of Jesus that may the Lord contend with that evil spirit, contend with that evil spirit, and deliver your son. Deliver your son from the powers of darkness. Deliver your son, deliver your daughter from that witchcraft spirit. Deliver your grandchildren from the powers of witchcraft, and break the yoke and the clutches of the enemy over your son or daughter in the name of Jesus. Whoever is a mother, that your children's problem has become a major burden. They may be even old children and they can't get a job. They may be even old children and they are struggling in their marriage. May you sow that seed and may the Lord fight. May the Lord fight on behalf of you for your son, for your daughter, and may the Lord give them grace to survive in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes it's not even a personal. There are people who come on the prayer line, they are not even praying for themselves. It is a burden because of their child, because the devil is going after your son. The devil is going after your daughter. The devil is going after your grandchildren. But today, the Bible says that I will contend with him who contends with you. I will contend with him who contends with you. I will save your children. May salvation come to your son. May salvation come to your daughter. May that salvation come to your grandchildren in the name of Jesus. And anybody who is believing God for the fruit of the womb, receive it by fire, receive it by thunder. May the yoke of barrenness be broken in Jesus' name. And may you break through before the end of this year. Then it goes on to say, now we are coming back to where we need to. Verse 20 says, I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as sweet wine. They shall be drunk with their own blood. They shall be drunk with their own wine. Let me give you another scripture. Let's go to Psalms 27. Psalms 27. There are eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, but today we are dealing with the drinkers of blood. There's the drinkers of blood are red witches. Red witches. Red witchcraft is all about blood testing. Red witches are all about blood testing. See a red witch and they are always testing for blood. Testing for blood. And today we will see some of the ways they get their blood and how you can destroy them. Listen, the Lord is my light, Psalms 27. Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the evil came against me to eat up my flesh. To eat up my flesh. So there are people and demons and agents that eat flesh and drink blood. So don't. If you don't understand spiritual things, don't doubt some things. Let they just eat you up and drink your blood, and then they will give you a nice excuse that it's cancer or the witches have finished you already. So know that they are eaters of flesh and eaters of blood. But when we come to white witchcraft, red witchcraft, today we are focusing on red witchcraft and praying against red witchcraft. Red witchcraft are blood thirsty witches. Blood testing. They are blood. They need blood. Whenever they meet in their coven, they drink more blood. More blood. And remember, the king of all the witches and wizards is called Beelzebub. And that queen of witches, her major assignment is to provide blood for the devil. Blood. So they have a major blood tank. And when they were given the mystery of their blood tank, it is bigger than Americans' oil reservoir. You see, Americans have an oil reservoir, very big, but the blood bank of Lucifer, of Satan, is bigger than that, and it must be filled. So that because they need blood represents life. The life of a person is in their blood. So once they can capture blood, that's where all people's glory, destinies, star, and blessings are all downloaded. It is like you having a chip that you put in a computer, and that one chip Everything, all the information is on that small chip. Have you imagined how you can go to the hospital and they just take a blood sample? Just by that blood sample, they can determine what's going on in your body, what food you've been eating, what everything they want to know about you, and even know who is responsible for the child of this person through the blood. So the blood contains the data of every individual. The glory, your glory is in your blood. Your destiny is in your blood. Your blessing is in the... So if a witch can just get your blood, they have gotten your essence. And that's why the Bible says that the life of a person is in the blood. The life of a person is in the blood. That's why the blood of Jesus Christ is very powerful, because the blood of a person is in his blood. And that's why witches and wizards and demons are all after blood, because once they get blood, it means they get in the person. Immediately they take the blood, they can, every blessing the person can contain can be downloaded in the blood, and then that's all they need. So now let's look at this red witches and red wizards. They are in for what? Blood, because they know that once they can get your blood, your glory, your star, your destiny is in that blood. Red witchcraft, red witch. So every day they are targeting how to get blood from people. And once they can get the person's blood, they can now decode what the person can become, what the person's future is, and then capture it. And once they have your blood, now they can capture your glory and keep it, store it, cage it, hide it, or even switch it and give it to somebody else. And that's why those who practice, witch doctors, who are also wizards, witch doctors, psychics, and all those, they are wizards. When you go, sometimes they'll tell you, let's make a mark on your body, incisions on your body, so that when your blood comes, they'll mix it with something. They just need a little bit blood. A little bit blood sample. A little bit blood sample, and immediately your glory has been captured. Be very careful. Red witchcraft is all about blood, because they know that your blood contains your glory. Your blood contains your destiny. Your blood contains your genetic makeup. Even in the physical realm, how do we know whether this man is responsible for this child or not? They will say, let's go for blood test. And then they will be able to detect who the child is, belongs. Go to the hospital tomorrow, and just by giving them your blood sample, they can determine what sickness you have, whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, whether you have HIV, what food you eat, whether you are eating more carbohydrates, or you are lacking iron, you are lacking... Just by your blood, they can give you so much about you. Even by your blood, they can determine what family lineage you are coming from. Just by your blood sample, they can determine that some of your ancestors were in Mexico, and some of your ancestors were in Canada, and so you are 30% American and 40% African. Just all you gave them was what? The data base of your blood. And that's why the devil demands blood above everything, and flesh, blood especially. That's why Jesus Christ to redeem us had to bring and give his blood and sacrifice it. So red witches are in for blood. And when they get the blood, they can capture the glory, the star, and the destinies of humanity. So now a person who is a witch, a red witch, and let me give you a story. There was a story about a lady, a white lady, who met a man of God in the hospital, airport. And the man of God was coming from Africa, and he was a great man of God, and people were just greeting the man of God. And they said, oh, why are you guys greeting the man of God like he's a special man? And then the word of prophecy came to this white lady. And the prophet said to the woman, the white woman, because she didn't understand why people were giving reverence to a prophet, a man of God. Oh, how are you, man of God? God bless you, man of God, and all that. She said, what's unique about this man? And then the word of prophecy came that, do you know why you have not been able to be pregnant? Do you know why you have not been able to be pregnant? And she says, I don't know. I just know that I've been going through miscarriage and miscarriage and miscarriage. But I don't understand. And the prophet told the lady, this is a true life story. I mean, I don't give you fake stories, true life stories. The prophet told the lady that today at midnight, wake up and go to your mother's room, and you know why you are not able to have children. Today at midnight, go to your mother's room, and you will know why you've not been able to be pregnant. A white lady who doesn't understand spiritual things just brushed it off. But she went home, and somehow around 11, she wanted to use the bathroom and said, okay, let me, why not just out of curiosity, let me see. I've been staying with my mother for all these years, and so what's unique? So just opened the door and went into the mother's room. I'm not telling you tales. I'm not telling you stories, fables. I'm telling you true life story. When she opened her mother's, white woman, Caucasian lady in the U.S., when she opened her door, she discovered that her mother had her menstrual pad in her mouth, sucking the blood out of her menstrual pad. The menstrual pad was in her mother's mouth, and she was what, sucking the blood. And said, Mom, what's going on? The next day, she came and said, my mother is practicing voodoo. My mother is practicing voodoo. And the prophet says, she's not practicing voodoo. She's a witch. That's what witchcraft is all about. So you see, red witchcraft, they don't usually kill, but they are coming for your blood. And through your blood, which contains your star, your glory, your destiny, they can destroy your destiny, destroy your life, destroy every good thing in your life. So now, because this mother at midnight, whenever her daughter goes through menstruation and disposes of her menstrual pad, this lady always goes for the menstrual pad and sucks it, and by it, dragging, eating up all the potential pregnancy that her daughter can have. So every time the daughter becomes pregnant, she miscarries, because mom is drinking her blood and eating up her children through that. So do you understand? Red witchcraft are all into blood. Red witchcraft are all into blood. They are vampires. They suck people's blood, drink people's blood. Immediately they go into their coven. Their job description is to present blood. Is to present blood. When they meet in their coven, Red Witch is responsible. Red Witch, did you bring some blood? Yes. And how? The question is that, how do they get this blood? I've given you one scenario. So one of the scenarios that these Red Witches drink people's blood spiritually is through excessive menses. You know, some women have some strange menstrual period. Menstrual period, you women know how the normal, regular menstrual period, maybe how many weeks, 5 days or 6 days. I'm talking about the normal one. Some people go through more bleeding, excessive bleeding, painful bleeding, and for a longer period of time. And it has become as a way they live their lives. When it's time for their period, they go through a long time bleeding and profound bleeding, serious one. And during that time, they become very sick and very weak. Spiritually, that is the time some witches are drinking these people's blood. So now every month, they know that this woman, her blood belongs to her. So during the menses, her menstrual time, we are going to suck more blood. Sack of marble by causing her to have a painful period and painful bleeding, serious bleeding. So some women go through some strange bleeding, excessive. If it is 1 week, they will go maybe 3 weeks, and they will still be going through it. And going through that, though, the blood is profuse, a lot of blood, because spiritually, the witch has used them as they use their menstrual period cycle to tap in their blood. If you are that woman, hearing the sound of my voice, going through that attack, whereby every time it is time for your period, you are afraid because it is a painful season. You bleed profusely and you go through painful cycle, and it has been a lifestyle. Today, by the word of the Lord. Today, by the word of the Lord, by the reason of the anointing, I break that curse. I break that power of witchcraft. I break that power of red witchcraft. I break the power of red witchcraft. And today, that menstrual, painful, profound bleeding cycle will never return again in the name of Jesus. Any witch that drinks your blood during that season, I command that witch to die. I command that witch to die. I command the witch to die. I stop that witch from drinking your blood from today. May the Lord contend with whoever is using your blood on their evil sacrifice during your menstrual period. Let their plot that demands your blood during that season break in the name of Jesus. And today, receive your deliverance. You will not go through that painful period again. You will not go through it again in Jesus' name. So one is menstrual period, whereby people are going through profound and a lot of bleeding and pain. Another one is, as I told you, miscarriage. Some people, their red witches are feeding on their blood through miscarriage. Whenever they become pregnant, 6 months, 7 months, 5 months, then they will miscarry. And then blood will come out, and then it will push the baby out. And then the witch will come and collect the baby, collect their blood, and put it on their altar for their next meeting. So somebody, every time you become pregnant, 5 months, 6 months, then miscarriage. Some people have gone through miscarriage. A lady came with her husband from Virginia for deliverance, and she had gone through about 7 miscarriages. Every time she becomes pregnant, by the 5th month, 6th month, miscarriage. Apparently, a woman had bewitched her, and they were taking her blood, and she couldn't conceive until she got the deliverance. I pray for you, that woman, who every time you take in and you become pregnant, then you lose the baby through miscarriage. Today, by the word of the Lord, that curse from the witches, that curse of the witches, whoever comes for your blood through miscarriage, in the name of Jesus, let that witchcraft over your life be destroyed in Jesus' name. Be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance from every red witch. Receive your deliverance from every evil pot. Receive your deliverance from every witch that drinks your blood through miscarriages. I break their power of your life in Jesus' name. You will not experience that curse anymore, that witchcraft anymore, in the name of Jesus. So one of the reasons, one also is miscarriages. Then they will come for the blood. I'm talking about red witchcraft, and they are all. Another thing too that they use to get blood is, until I went to a prophetic meeting, and a young man, he was even a minister, a young man, who was a pastor, she had gone to give a gift, a set. He has gone to Africa to give her his shoe. He bought a shoe and gave it to a certain family member. And that was the very shoe. And whenever the family member was going to their coven, the family member wears that shoe to their coven. But spiritually, they had tied him a tree. They are tied in close to a tree. He was put on a tree and he was tied to the tree. And what they were doing is that the witches were beating him up, and as the blood was coming, they were drinking the blood. Spiritually, he was tied to a tree spiritually, and the witches were beating him up. And every time blood is coming, then they will suck the blood. So physically, what was happening to this guy was he was anemic. He was anemic. Every day, his blood was low. Every day, the blood was low. So he had to be going to the hospital for them to be giving medications. And so his anemia wasn't just ordinary anemia. The witches were, red witches were drinking his blood spiritually. So some, I wouldn't say all, but I can only tell you from the spiritual dimension that through anemia, witches can be feeding somebody's blood. Witches. Why not? You know this. Remember Beelzebub. In the Bible, they tell the term Beelzebub as the queen of the flies, the god of the flies. And one of the flies is mosquito. When a mosquito gives malaria, the female Anopheles mosquito is the one who gives malaria. Malaria has killed more people than First World War, Second World War put together. Malaria, by this tiny mosquito, has killed more human beings in the world, more than the First World War, Second World War put together. Malaria. And it's still, malaria is given by this tiny mosquito fly. Now, this mosquito, what does it do? When a person is out, this mosquito comes to stand on you gently. And if you don't know, by the time you realize, it sucks your blood. And after that, deposits poison enough and give you the malaria. That is the same way with witches. They come and suck blood. They come and suck blood. Some people, whenever they sleep, witches come with straw, you know straw. They just come and then they put the straw into the person's veins spiritually, just like the mosquito. I know it doesn't make sense, but it's spiritual. They just come with their straw, poke it in, and then they suck the person's blood. And then by the time the person wakes up, you realize that this person is always feeling weak. This person is always feeling fatigued. This person is always complaining of tiredness. Why? Because a red witch is always feeding on his or her blood at night. All she needs is your blood. They do not kill you, but they are coming for your blood, your source of strength, your source of glory, your source of strength, your power. So you are somebody, every time you sleep, you wake up, I'm tired. The more you are resting, the more you are tired. You can't understand. That's what I'm saying. Anemia, spiritually, can be given. It's a way. They are coming for your blood. And also, one of the ways is that, that's why when you are not prayerful, when you are not prayerful, anything is possible. Some people, witches don't even have a coven. No. Some people, the witches have made their own coven in their own bedroom. Because the person is so lazy, she will not pray. Lazy, she will not fast. Lazy, she will not read the Bible. Lazy, she will not do midnight prayers. Lazy, she doesn't walk by faith. So the witches don't have to come from different places to meet them. They have made covens in the person's bedroom. Immediately it is 12, then the witches will assemble. And then they see the person sleeping, and everybody is taking their straw. Somebody is going for his neck. Others is going for his waist. Others is going for his thigh. And they are just, red witches are just drinking. So you wake up, I'm tired, I'm fatigued, every day you are tired. Every day you are weak. Every day you have losing energy. Witches, red witchcraft, coming for your blood. Coming for your blood. Today, may the Lord scatter them. 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 May you not be a victim to a red witchcraft anymore. May the Lord make your blood bitter for any red witch to ever drink it again. Vampire. These are witches that practice vampire. Vampire witches. Vampire wizards. They come for the blood. They come for the blood. Let's look at other areas that they come for the blood. We've talked about Menses talked about anemia, menstrual bleeding, miscarriage, and one of their greatest is also accident. Accident. Red witches are experts in causing accident. They will create an accident immediately. Immediately, blood pours that come in with their evil pot to collect the blood. They create accident. Anything, just think about things that brings blood, bloodshed, red witchcraft, red wizardry, red witchcraft, red wizardry, and they're all working with Beelzebub, the prince of witches and wizards, and the prince of the blood bank. So accidents are created, and then people, you go. I know a place here in Maryland, every day when I'm journeying towards that place, accident, and always fatal accidents. Why? Because sometimes they make a covenant with the road that every year this road must produce us 10 accidents so that we can come for this amount of blood. And the witches also make contracts, and they will just go to that road. The road must be covenant. I don't know about here, but I can tell you from where I'm coming from that some of the people who go for contracts, recently I even saw it, the Chinese people are doing it. Chinese people are doing it. They go to some African countries and they are giving contracts to build roads, highways. And it's on YouTube. And you realize that for every place that these Chinese people were starting construction, they were killing goats. They were killing goats and pouring the blood on the side of the road. And some contractors in the African countries, I don't know about this place, also do that. So now, when they do the contract, because they are bidding, everybody wants to bid to get the contract to build roads and build structures. So now they build the roads, and they go to their deities, their idols, and they say, I need a contract. I want you to let them give me favor and give it to me. And they say, you know what, we will give it to you, but make sure that the road that you will construct every year, there must be at least 50 accidents, 20 accidents, so that during that accident, we can come for blood, and they will go for it. And therefore, you realize that there are certain kinds of road. Accidents are frequent, and it's always fatal, and it's always bloodshed. Covenant has been made so that the road must work with red witches and wizards to produce blood so that they can come and fill their blood bank. I'm praying that you get revelation. So red witches also create accidents. And I'm just getting a glimpse of, look at some of our communities, African-American communities, whereby there's just drive-by shootings and all that. And it's not just them doing it. If you go, you realize that there are people who are practicing witchcraft, and they need blood. So when these young guys are shooting each other, and the police officers are going to the crime scenes, and sometimes the people are not dead, but they are shot and their blood are oozing out, and the witches are coming for their blood. Some of our places where crime rate is high, go deep spiritually, and you realize that there's red witchcraft that is blood testing, vampire spirit that is blood testing. And therefore, we have to watch out. Another serious part of red witches are red witches also specialize in giving sicknesses, and through that sickness, they drain blood. True sicknesses, cancer, true sicknesses. They can give you a sickness, and that sickness will be taking your blood, losing blood through that sickness. So red witches are also specialized because they are dealing with your blood. And through that blood, just as the mosquito, is drawing blood out of you. And after the mosquito takes the blood, what does it do? It deposits malaria in. When a fly takes your blood, they also now leave sickness into it. So now as they are drawing your blood, they are also injecting sickness into you. So red witches also give sicknesses, spiritual sickness to contaminate your blood and your organs. So just be mindful of how red witchcraft operates. Red witchcraft, vampire witches, vampire wizards. They drink a lot of blood through anemia, through bleeding, lot of blood that causes spiritual, when they are feeding your blood, you realize that you are constantly fatigued and tired. Many times you are living your life in, you're always weak, you're always fatigued. It means there's somebody practicing red witchcraft feeding on your blood. They cause miscarriages. They cause miscarriages, accidents, anemia. But when we talk about this red witchcraft who are into also other things, then we can even go into these red witches and usually also red demons. They get people's blood through masturbation. But that's another level of getting blood back, masturbating. They will manipulate a person, and the person will be masturbating. And sperms is blood. So as the person is masturbating, and the blood is coming, they come for it. In fact, it is heavy in the blood bank. Sperms, blood. It's heavy. So they can manipulate a person, and the person begins to masturbate. As they are masturbating and their sperms and semen are coming out, these witches will come for it. And through that, they can capture the person's glory and start and destiny. But if it is, I'm just dealing with a witch, red witch, if it is into the demonics, then we can talk about how the marine agents also use some of these to get blood, to fill their blood bank. One day I'll talk to you about how the Satan gets his blood bank. How Satan gets his blood back. But I just wanted you to know that the red witchcraft in families, in our lives, are in for blood. You play games, they will cause you to have a fatal accident, get hurt, and they are coming for your blood. You play games, somebody's pregnant, they will cause the person to lose their pregnancy through miscarriage. You play games, every time it's your menstrual period time, they are coming for you. They are coming. They will cause you to bleed excessively and painfully. They are coming for blood. Some people having anemia. It's not just physical anemia, spiritual. Some people's sicknesses are because somebody is drinking their blood and release like a mosquito. Remember, the mosquito, the fly, is just how a witch operates. As they are taking blood, they are injecting sickness, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, injecting all sort of sicknesses into our body. Please, recently, it is many of these sicknesses are spiritually given. So fight it, bring it out, flush it out, cancel it, don't accept it. Because they will sell it for you, they will give it to you, they will plant it in your body. A witch will sell you diabetes, a witch will give you cancer, a witch will sell you a stroke. If you play games, don't be accepting sickness is just like that. God said that the Egyptian sickness will not come to the righteous. So this is the revelation for the red witchcraft. I pray that the Lord will deliver us from this vampire witches, red witchcraft. I want to pray one prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, any vampire witchcraft, any red witchcraft operating against me, in the name of Jesus, let them die by fire. Let them die by thunder. Let them die by fire. Let them die by thunder. Any vampire witch, every vampire wizard, the year is coming to an end. They need blood. Blood. When they are practicing red witchcraft, they come for your blood. They don't kill. Red witch will not kill you. Red and black are very close, but red's specialty is blood. So now red would come for somebody's breast and suck to vampire the blood in the breast, and then they will say the person has a cancer of the breast, so we need to cut your what? Your breast. So now you go and they cut off your breast. A vampire witch came for the blood. Or your liver, or your kidney, and they are coming for blood. When we come to black, you will know what they do. But red, they want to suck the blood out of the meat. They want to suck the blood out of the meat. Even if they'll give you cancer, and that cancer will cause your breast to be cut down, that sickness will cause your leg to be amputated. They are sucking blood. They are sucking blood. And they will leave you helpless and hopeless. Father, in the name of Jesus, any vampire, any red witch that has given me any sickness, any disease, that drains my blood, causing anemia, that has been causing miscarriage, that has been causing excessive bleeding, that has been causing that fatigue and weakness, that is planned accident, that has been giving spiritual sickness, Lord, whoever that red witch is, whoever that red witch is, whoever that red wizard is, whoever is practicing red witchcraft around me, against me, Lord, let them die. Lord, let that, the Bible says that they shall be fed with their own blood. Let that witch, red witch, die. Let that red witch 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 die. Anybody who comes for my blood, who comes for my blood, Father, let that red witch die. Begin to pray that prayer. Father, whoso your word says that suffer not a witch to live. Anybody practicing red witchcraft, anybody practicing red witchcraft against me, in the name of Jesus, I command that red witch die. That red witch die. That vampire wizard die. That vampire witch die. That red witch die by fire. Begin to pray that prayer. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to go to the hospital. Talking about the red witch, it strike a major chord in your life because you know you find yourself in what I'm talking about. The Spirit of God is saying that be careful the way you dispose of your menstrual pad. And if possible, every time you are going to dispose of it, pray and cover it with the blood of Jesus Christ and ask the Lord that let nobody be able to suck your blood through your menstrual pad. Just be careful. There's somebody. God wants you to be very careful the way you dispose of your menstrual part. Be very careful. And when you are doing it, pray about it that these red witches will don't go and take it spiritually and drink from it to get to you. Pray whenever you are disposing of it. If you are that person, cover it with the blood of Jesus. Cover it and say, Father, let my blood to be too bitter for any witch or wizard or demon to come to drink it in the name of Jesus. And when you're going to pray, the Bible says that in Isaiah chapter 24, it talks about that, the fact that they shall be drunk with their own blood. I'll contend with those who contend with you, and they shall eat up their own flesh and drink their own blood. Anybody who wants to drink my blood before this year comes to an end, anyone who is demanding for my blood, anybody who wants to drink my blood, anyone who wants to drink my blood, anyone who wants to drink my blood, any red witch, any wizard, any agent, every vampire spirit that demands my blood, that is demanding my blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, I deny you my blood, and I command you drink your own blood. I deny you my blood, and I command you to drink your own blood. I deny you my blood, and I command you to drink your own blood. I deny you my blood. I deny you my blood, and I command you to drink your own blood. Blood drinkers, drink up your own blood. Blood drinkers, be intoxicated with your own blood. Drinkers of blood, drink your own blood. I deny you my blood. Drinkers of blood, I deny you my blood. Drink your own blood. Drinkers of blood, Isaiah 49, verse 24. Let's go there. Isaiah 49, verse 24. Verse 26. I'll feed those who oppress you with their own flesh. and they shall be drunk with their own blood as a sweet wine. Any drinkers of blood that want to drink my blood before this month comes to an end, before this year comes to an end, drink your own blood. Drink your own blood. I deny you my blood. From today, from henceforth, you shall drink my blood no more. I deny you my blood. Drink your own blood. In the name of Jesus, drinkers of blood, drink your own blood. You shall drink my blood no more. I deny you my blood. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Prayer point. Anyone who has been feeding on my blood, any witch, any wizard, any vampire spirit, any demonic spirit that has been feeding on my blood, today, let that witch, Let that wizard, let that strong man, let that strong woman, let that vampire spirit die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the blood of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die by the blood of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die by the blood of Jesus. They come for your blood today. Let the blood of Jesus Christ kill them. Anyone who has been feeding on my blood, anyone who has been feeding on my blood, any witch feeding on my blood, any wizard feeding on my blood, any demon that feeds on my blood, any vampire spirit that feeds on my blood, any entity that feeds on my blood, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the blood of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die by the blood of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die by the blood of Jesus. Begin to pray that prayer. Die in the name of Jesus. Enter into my body. Enter into my soul. Enter into my spirit. Blood of Jesus. I'm going to pray this prayer. I drink the blood. I drink the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Enter into my body. Enter into my soul. Enter into my spirit. Blood of Jesus. Enter into my soul. Enter into my spirit. Any sickness, any disease, any infirmity, any sickness, any disease, any infirmity that has been planted in my body, blood of Jesus, flush it out. Blood of Jesus, flush it out. Every diabetes, flush it out. Every cancer, flush it out. Every high blood pressure, flush it out. Every arthritis, every whatever sickness has been given to me by red witchcraft, blood of Jesus, enter into my body, enter into my soul, enter into my spirit. Chase out, flush out of my system, flush out of my body, flush out of my body, flush out of my blood. Every sickness that has been given to me spiritually, let it come out. Let it come out in the name of Jesus. Let it come out. I drink the blood and touch your stomach and begin to pray. Any sickness that has been given to me spiritually, blood of Jesus, enter into my body, enter into my soul, enter into my spirit. Blood of Jesus, enter into my body, enter into my soul, enter into my spirit, and swallow the sickness up. Swallow it up. Swallow it up and flush it out of my body. Swallow it up and flush it out of my body. Swallow it up. Blood of Jesus, enter. Swallow it up. I just said swallow it up. Did you realize that in science, when you learn about blood, there's a what's called red blood cells, white blood cells. Phagocytes, red blood cells. Anytime any foreign thing comes into your blood, they go in to fight it and swallow it up. Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ. Blood of Jesus. I drink the blood. White blood cells, what they do is that they fight anything that is foreign in your blood and begin to fight it and swallow it up so that it cannot do you harm. In the same way, I drink the blood. I drink the blood. Blood of Jesus, enter into my body, enter into my soul, enter into my spirit. Any sickness, any disease, any infirmity, anything that has been given to me that is fighting my health, blood of Jesus, swallow it up and flush it out of my body. Swallow it up and flush it out of my body. Any spiritual sickness that has been handed over to me by red witches, by red demons, by vampire spirits, blood of Jesus, enter into my body, enter into my soul, enter into my spirit. Swallow it up and flush it out. Swallow it up and flush it out. Swallow the sickness. Swallow the disease. Swallow the strange sickness and diseases out of my body and flush it out of my system. Ah, in the name of Jesus. And as you are doing this, blood of Jesus, I want you to get water. I want you to get a water. And after this, you are going to drink it. That any time you are passing out or using the bathroom, whatever is coming out, those contamination sickness, those disease, those infirmity, any stranger in your body will come out. Will come out, whether you are sweating, whether whenever is anything is coming out of your body, as you drink that water, may it flush out every spiritual sickness, disease, infirmity that has been given to you by red witches in the name of Jesus Christ. So you are going to put blood of Jesus, enter into my body. I drink the blood. I drink the blood of Jesus. I drink the blood of Jesus. Get me water. Get me waters. I drink the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, enter into my body. Enter into my soul. Enter into my spirit. Any sickness, any disease, any stranger in my body, blood of Jesus, swallow them up. Swallow them up and flush it out of my body. Swallow the sickness up and flush it out of my body. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Pray it. Thank you. now ready. I'm going to pray over it and turn it into the blood. And as you drink it, anyone who has given you a spiritual sickness that keeps you weak, anything that has been done to your body because of red witchcraft, that today let the precious blood of Jesus enter into your body, enter your soul, your spirit, and swallow up, eat up every sickness, diseases, and any weakness and anything wrong with your body. And let it flash out. Anytime you pass out, anytime you use the bathroom, you sweat, let every contamination, anything poison in your body system come out in Jesus' name. 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 So in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless the water. I bless the water. I bless the water. The water represents life. I bless the water. The water represents life. Today you are receiving life in your body. Life in your body. Life in your body. Life in your body. Health in your body. Strength in your body. Strength in your body. Healing in your body. Deliverance in your body. I turn this water into the precious blood of Jesus. As you drink it, let the blood enter into your body, enter into your soul, enter into your spirit, and swallow up. Let it 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 become like an acid. Let it become like an acid and eat up and destroy and eat up and destroy every sickness, every disease, every infirmity. Let it become like a volcanic lava. Let it burn into ashes every sickness and disease in your body. Let it nullify every sickness and disease in your body. And let it swallow it up and flush it out. Let it swallow it. Let it swallow it up and flush it out in the name of Jesus. As you drink this water, as you drink this water, which has been turned spiritually into the blood of Jesus Christ, anything that is wrong in your body, that has been planted and programmed in your body system to fight your health, to fight your life, let it come out. Let it come out. Let it come out. Let it come out. Let it not be able to stay. Any demon that has been projected into your body to fight you, let it come out. Let it come out. Let it come out by the power, by the anointing, by the power, by the anointing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive deliverance. Receive your liberty. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to say these words before you drink the water. I want you to say these words before you drink this water, representing the blood. That in the name of Jesus, say this, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I drink the blood of Jesus, I mix my blood. I mix my blood with the precious blood of Jesus. From henceforth, let my blood be so bitter that no witch or no wizard or no vampire spirit will be able to drink my blood in Jesus' name. And as I drink the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, any spiritual sickness that has been sold to me, that has been given to me, let it be swallowed up. Let it be swallowed up by the blood of Jesus and let it be cast out. Let it be flushed out of my body. Let it be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus turn into an acid and kill any demonic assignment, any demonic point of contact inside of my body, and let it get rid of it. In the name of Jesus, as I drink this water, which water represents life, I receive back my health. I receive back strength. I receive back energy. I receive back my vitality. From henceforth, my blood is mixed with the blood of Jesus, and therefore, no witch can have access into my blood. My blood becomes bitter, and it cannot be drunk by any witch or wizard or vampire demon in Jesus' name. Amen. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. If you have children, give it to them. If you have a child who is having sickle cell sickness, give this to your children. Or anybody who has sickness, give it to them. The power of God will heal them. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed. We thank God for deliverance tonight. The fasting ends today. We are fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. However, we are not meeting for midnight prayers today. Our next meeting is Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. But those of you who follow us on Facebook, we will be having service at 5 in Maryland. Those of you who are in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, you can always join us for our deliverance and spiritual warfare service in Maryland. The information is on our website, www.freshfireprayer.com. During this time, we are dealing with witchcraft. I recommend these two books. These two books will help you deal with witchcraft. These two books, Consuming Fire for Fire. Consuming Fire for Fire and Deliverance from Blessing Destroyers. Deliverance from Blessing Destroyers, Consuming Fire for Fire. These are two major books that will help you deal with these white witchcrafts, red witchcrafts, and black witchcrafts, and every agent of darkness. This is the materials you need. Consuming Fire for Fire and Deliverance from Blessing Destroyers. You can get it on our website, www.freshfireprayer.com. www.freshfireprayer.com. If you're on Facebook, just type Fresh Fire Prayer Ministry, and you can get our Fresh Fire Ministry Facebook account, and you can also order the book from there, Fresh Fire Prayer Ministry, or you can go to freshfireprayer.com, freshfireprayer.com, and the books are all in ebook. You can buy it through ebook, and it can be emailed to you in the next 24 hours if you need it urgently. But these are the materials you need to deal with witchcraft spirit. And thank you all for those who have been helping us with our building project. As you go to our website, may the Lord touch your heart to support our building project and send your donation to us to help us finish the building and move into it. And may the Lord also bless you. And those of you who are raising sacrifices, you can do that also on our website, www.freshfireprayer.com. I thank God for bringing deliverance to us. On Tuesday, we'll talk about black witchcraft. So we have dealt with white, we have dealt with red. Tuesday, God willing, we'll deal with black witchcraft, and the Lord will perfect that which he has started. And I believe that this coming week, the Lord is coming to give you a massive breakthrough. Amen. So have faith, and see the salvation of the Lord. May God bless you. I'll see you on Tuesday. Bye. Amen.